Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, as you know, friends, we are now in Michigan. Yes, we just drove almost 4,800 miles from Minnesota to Colorado to Rancho Santa Fe, California. All the way over to Wisconsin. We did a couple events there. We came home. The whole week we have been literally catching up, friends, to get back out on the road. And we are now here in Michigan. Drove 13 hours yesterday. Thank you, Tim Brown, for covering the show, in fact. And we wanted to let you know, first and foremost, we're broadcasting live even now from, I believe, Grantsville, Michigan. And with that said, we are going to be tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, July 22nd, at 7 p.m., the Griswold Auditorium, 401 Hubbard Street, Elgin, Michigan. The Griswold Auditorium, 401 Hubbard Street, Elgin, Michigan at 7 p.m. And I'm looking forward to meeting quite a few of you people. And by the way, I wanted to let you know as well, friends, that that is the first date of 5 dates that we have here. We're going to be out here doing some stuff with Sheriff David Clark and my friend Mike Dittmer and others. So I'll keep you abreast as to how things transpire in the days up and coming. I literally have to take them day by day because we have an event set up every single day that we're here in Michigan. So with that said, friends, if you want to go ahead and check us out online, please do go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can do that. And when you go on that page, what you'll find is all the fruit as to that which the ministry has borne since day one over the last 23 years, friends. It's nothing but fruit, letters of commendation, where we've been, what we've done, people, what they have to say about it, and so on and so forth. So go ahead and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. When you get a minute, go back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to Sons of Liberty Radio and subscribe to that page. As you all well know, YouTube unlawfully pulled down our page, a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and we are rebuilding over on Rumble right now on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. Subscribe to that page. Also subscribe to where we have 10 to 15 articles on a daily basis combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you look to the right side of that page, you will find the afternoon show, and you will also find the morning show over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also, when you get a moment, friends, go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. My friend Michael Roach's page is over there, and he actually was so gracious enough to call us up after listening to us on one of our broadcasts, one of our affiliates in over 153 cities across the country, namely in Arkansas, and asked me if he could go ahead and throw our contents up on beforeitsnews.com. And absolutely, I said, yes, sir, you may do so. So go over to beforeitsnews.com, high-five Mike for his efforts. And again, friends, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page as well. And with that said, friends, if you want to go ahead and give us a call at any time, we're set up with Comrax. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5. And again, friends, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, with that said, I want to jump over to the show real quick. Again, if you're watching on social media platforms, this is the flyer as to where we're going to be at the Griswold Auditorium on Thursday there. And I want to kick it off because I've got much information to cover here. You guys all know who Mitch McConnell is, right? Let's just start this off because we've got a lot of content to cover here. You all know who Mitch McConnell is, right? You all, especially for those that have been listening to the show, know that this man is a criminal from the very top of his head to the sole of his feet, like 99% of those that you call representatives in federal government. Mitch McConnell made $24 million in 6 years off a budget or an income of $174,000 a year. And I guess it's been updated to $193,400 a year on a government salary, okay? Probably because he is the majority leader for the Republican, the good guys, you know, side of the divided party system, which is unconstitutional. Put that up against Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. But Mitch McConnell made $24 million in 6 years on $193,000 a year government salary. Did you also know that Mitch McConnell is also the guy that's responsible for trafficking cocaine? I just want to make sure everybody understands this. Matter of fact, 90 pounds of cocaine was seized aboard a ship owned by Mitch McConnell's family. So does this make sense to some of you friends as to how he made $24 million in 6 years? Oh, and by the way, isn't this the same guy that just recently came out and told the people, friends, that we all need to get vaccinated and we better do it quickly? Well, let me go ahead and play this as quickly as I can before this hard break. Check this out, friends. This is drug dealing, drug trafficking, Mitch McConnell, and this is what he has to say to you.
The hospitalization in the country for COVID are unvaccinated people. It never occurred to me after three highly effective vaccines were developed in under a year that we'd have difficulty getting Americans to take the shot. But that's obviously where we are. I want to underscore in the...
Okay, so let me just stop right there, friends. So a highly... He's talking about, friends, a vaccination that was created, three of them, within 1 year. And he's trying to figure out why people in this country haven't taken the vaccination. Hey, friends, let me go back to what I've always said to you. The way the mainstream media and the spin doctors are pushing this to the mockingbird mainstream media, the CIA-controlled useful idiots, I thought everybody was rushing to get their vaccination. How many times do I have to tell you, friends, what I'm sharing with you is way ahead of the game? And once again, we're only here to show you that what you're being told is completely untrue. In drug dealing, drug trafficking, Mitch McConnell just blurted the truth out in his confusion. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
...of the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about the majority leader, the good guy, Mitch McConnell, making $24 million in 6 years. It's amazing. I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation, Mr. McConnell. We find out that he makes $193,400 a year, but he made $24 million in 6 years. That's absolutely astounding, to say the least. And I want you to see this because, friends, this is exactly the case. These are criminals. These are useful idiots that are being used to dictate your lives unlawfully. This is why you're seeing the foundations of this country being attacked 24/7 because of who you tolerate in position of incumbency, your said representative. Well, Mitch McConnell... his family ship, the Ping Mei, it was seized with over 90 pounds of cocaine on it. And, of course, the mainstream media didn't say a word about it. But if you look at the Nation report, the seizure of the narcotics shipment in the Caribbean port occurred far away from Kentucky, the state in which Senator Mitch McConnell is now facing a career-defining election. This is some time back, friends, but it shows you what's going on here. The Republican Senate minority leader has the closest of ties to the owner of the Ping Mei, the vessels containing the illicit materials, the foremost maritime corporation, a firm founded and owned by McConnell's in-laws, the Chow family. Oh, by the way, who is Mitch McConnell married to? McConnell's ties to the Chows go back to the 1980s when James Chow began donating to the senator. In 1993, McConnell married James's daughter, Elaine Chao, by the way, an appointee of Donald Trump, and also going to that which preceded Donald Trump, under that of George W. Bush, a Republican activist and former Reagan administration as well, official who later served as the Secretary of Labor under George W. Bush. Boy, Isn't that crazy how this all works? Just to show you furthermore as to who Mr. McConnell works for, because we all well know it's not we the people, I want you to listen in duration as to who he is working for once again, because they are all in this together, to say the least, concerning this plandemic and the CDC and the WHO and Anthony Fauci. And by the way, I'm going to get hit on that topic in just a couple minutes here. But again, I want you to see this, friend, so you can understand to the degree of corruption that we are in because of what we tolerate concerning our said representatives. Listen to what this clown, this circus in the clown, I'm sorry, this clown in the circus of politics has to say to you and me. Listen carefully.
In the country for COVID are unvaccinated people. It never occurred to me after three highly effective vaccines. In under a year that we'd have difficulty getting Americans to take the shot. But that's obviously where we are. I want to underscore in the strongest possible manner I can. And I say this with some authority, as you all know, as a result of being a polio victim myself and being very aware that it took 7 decades to come up with 2 effective polio vaccines. This was done in under 1 year. These shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible.
Pay attention.
We'll be back in a situation in the fall,
Brett,
that we don't yearn for, that we went through last year. In addition to the wave of inflation that you already heard all of us talking about, the economy does not need this tax and spending spree. It's lifting on its own as we come out of this. The way to defeat getting back into the position we were last year is to get vaccinated. This is not complicated. 97% of the people who are in the hospital now for COVID are unvaccinated.
He's lying.
Is anybody out there willing to listen? Get vaccinated. I don't know how I could be any more clear than I have been. I've been saying the same thing about vaccinations all along the way. Others can say whatever they choose to say, but this is something I think I'm a good example of, something I know the answer to. It is not at all unclear that the way to avoid getting back in the hospital is to get vaccinated. I want to encourage everybody to do that and to ignore all of these other voices.
Ignore all these other voices.
Bad advice.
I'm sorry, friend. Aren't these the same people that lie to us 24/7? Aren't these the same people that have criminal records as tall as they are themselves from the ground up? Listen to who they're working for. Friends, it's come to my attention that Carlson Tucker is now on board. Which, by the way, this guy drank in the whole narrative from September 11th, 2001 as well. Those people that you're seeing 24/7 in front of your face, that the mainstream media continuously points their cameras at and puts the microphones up to their mouth, are the only ones that are going to continuously sell you the propaganda. They're extorted men, to say the least. Now, it's interesting that we just heard about how many people are in the hospital, according to the likes of criminal cocaine trafficking Mitch McConnell. And, of course, what he was telling you was untrue. If you remember, at the very offset of this whole pandemic, I continuously brought you the information with the video from Jason Jones, from that of Todd Starnes in Hawaii, where they were pushing the pandemic and telling the people in the United States of America that the lines were packed with people waiting to get tested for COVID-19. Jason Jones in Hawaii went to the clinic where they found not one person in line. It didn't stop there. Then we went to Brooklyn, New York with Todd Starnes, just putting this into contrast to drug dealing, cocaine trafficking, Mitch McConnell, and his lies about all these people that are in the hospital. Well, folks, the whole curve is taking place. It's a thing of the past now. And now because they lost the narrative and people aren't getting vaccinated, they're getting desperate. But let me go back to Todd Starnes in Brooklyn. Do you remember when Fox contributor Todd Starnes came out in Brooklyn because he heard about all the people that were in the lines waiting to get their COVID-19 test? Do you remember when he took his cameras down there and we played it for you on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? And there wasn't one person in line. Then what happened is people became encouraged all across the country, and they became curious. So what they did is they went to their local hospitals to find out that there wasn't one person in line. This is all manufactured. And yet what I'm showing you, friends, is how all of these said representatives of not we the people, but of special interest groups, trying to give power over to, through administrative law, which is unconstitutional, to the CDC, to the WHO, to Anthony Fauci. And just wait a second, I'm going to pull up Anthony Fauci in just a moment here, because now we're beginning to get on the right track, because they're calling him a criminal. And this is good, because this moves the ball forward to begin to prosecute these jokers for all of their crimes against humanity, which, by the way, are taking place on a global basis that the mainstream media means to censor. But look what Mitch McConnell just told you, the same talking point coming from the CDC over and over and over again. If it's not Mitch McConnell, then it's some other said representative, a governor, a mayor, who are all benefiting, who are all receiving incentives, money under the table, to continuously promulgate and broadcast this untrue message. And this equals, friends, a criminal conspiracy. It's exactly what it is. This is a criminal conspiracy, and you are seeing these repeat criminals called representatives, those that have been desensitized to believe that they're your representatives. You're sadly mistaken. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14. You're sadly mistaken. There is no truth in these people. And if you go to John 8:44, it says, you are of the father, the devil, and the lust of your father will he do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not the truth, because there is no truth in them. When they speak a lie, they speak of their own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Americans, people on a global basis are waiting for you to stand up and take your rightful place and send the message that we will not tolerate this criminal conspiracy to go further any longer.
Powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is pulling all five Republicans off the Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol attack. This comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected Republican Representatives Jim Banks and Jim Jordan as picks to serve on the committee. McCarthy saying this represents an egregious abuse of power and will damage this institution. McCarthy adding Pelosi must reverse course in order for any Republicans to serve on the committee. As more and more states and cities across the country consider mask mandates, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says there will not be another mask mandate in Texas.
We're past the time of government mandates. We're into the time for personal responsibility.
Abbott telling reporters in Houston people need to be personally responsible when it comes to coronavirus and get vaccinated. USA Radio News. President Biden is preparing to answer questions about coronavirus in tonight's CNN town hall. He says everyone needs to stay vigilant as the Delta variant spreads faster. As coronavirus cases increase across the country, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky reminds everyone,
in areas where vaccine coverage is low, cases and hospitalizations are starting to climb again. The message from CDC remains clear. The best way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 variants is to prevent the spread of disease, and vaccination is the most powerful tool. The overwhelming majority of deaths from COVID-19 are now occurring in unvaccinated people.
Voters in Detroit are one step closer to weighing in on a bill to pay reparations to black residents. The city council approving a resolution on Tuesday to put a question about reparations on the November ballot. The council leader who introduced the bill says it's for repairing damages and making amends for racist practices of the past. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I make reference all the time to the likes of John 8:44. You are of your father, the devil. That's what these politicians are. And the lust of their father, they will do. Satan was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's John 8:44. I make reference to it quite a bit. And I want to address the people that I'm speaking to. I want to address Americans. I want to address those that claim that they belong to Christ, those that call themselves patriots and or conservatives, which all stem from the Christ. Jesus rebuked the people that called themselves his. He said, you people will listen and listen, but you will not understand. You will look and look, but you will not really see. Yeah, the minds of these people are now closed. They have their ears, but they don't listen. Jesus said they have eyes, but they refuse to see. If their minds were not closed, they might see with their eyes. They might hear with their ears. They might understand with their minds, that they might turn back to me and be healed. Matthew 13:14-38. Listen to what the Lord is saying to you. Those that are still in limbo, trying to figure out who's telling you the truth. Since when have politicians ever told you the truth? I started the show off asking the question, friends, and making the statement, might I add, that Mitch McConnell, the new sales rep for the CDC, he's made $24 million in 6 years and $193,400 a year government salary. Do the math. Numbers don't lie. And yet people are still trying to say, well, what do I believe? Who do I believe? Well, you judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. I'm not going to belabor that point. Also, keep in mind, Mitch's family was busted upon the Ping Mei in the Child family. He's married into that family. They were busted with over 90 pounds of cocaine aboard their ship. And you didn't hear a word about it through the mainstream media. That should bother you. And then Mitch gets up online and starts lying to you about all these people that are in the hospital. No, they're not. Now, I want to say this. And by the way, if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. How many times has this broadcast, and I attribute this to the Holy Ghost, who shows us things to come over and over and over again, how many times have I shared with you hopeless ones that you're being lied to on the numbers? How many times have I told you they do not have the numbers of people vaccinated that they want vaccinated? How many times have I shared that message with you, but still I get this hopeless message from people all day long? That's why I'm making reference to the scriptures that I'm making reference to in Matthew 13, 14. You have eyes, you have ears, but you hear not, you see not. And then the Lord bids you in his mercy to return unto him, that he might anoint your eyes that you might see, and anoint your ears that you might hear, Acts 20, verse 21. And yet you're still divided. Let me ask you the next question. When has these criminal politicians ever told you the truth? It's always what they need to tell you out of gain. And it shows you that they're extorted men doing what they're told to do, and if they fail to do it, friends, they're going to be outed. That's what's going on. Okay, I got a lot to cover here, but I'm going to take Devin in Tennessee right now. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so Rand Paul was, he had the information before he even sat down with Fauci. Dr. David Martin provided him with all the evidence in the world. He has the information. He is sitting on the information to put that man in prison.
So that's right.
It's about elections. If you don't know about Dr. David Martin, he needs exposure because this man has done his homework. It's about facts. It's not about fiction. He's not going out on limbs. He has got it all laid out. And it's been suppressed so bad. I just don't see it nowhere besides BitChute and a few other places. And it'd be great if you guys could get him on an interview because this man is dealing with.
Yeah, Devin, I'm well aware of who he is. We played several of his videos out there. And as you well know, I just got back from driving 4,800 miles and doing several events out on the West Coast. Now
yes,
I drove 13 miles to yesterday. So what I'm trying to say, Devin, if you want to go ahead and hook up that interview, we would greatly appreciate it, my friend. I know who David is, and I totally appreciate him, and I agree with everything that you said. But if we can get a little relief here, and if someone wants to set up that interview, we'll be more than happy to do just that. As a matter of fact, Devin, what I'm going to do, and I'm not cutting you short, but for the sake of time, I'm going to highlight what you were just talking about just a couple moments ago concerning Anthony Fauci. Thank you for the phone call. I'm going to take Joe from Newport, Oregon. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
I say that I listen to many alternative podcasts, and I have to say after a year, Sons of Liberty are definitely, you guys have not said one thing that I went, whoa, 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 wait a minute. And I do appreciate you backing everything up with scripture. Also, on the McConnelly thing, I don't watch cable TV, but my son does. He's a quadriplegic, so you gotta have some background sound, even though he does listen to podcasts. But I heard McConnelly say that this morning, and all I could do is yell at the TV, you lie, you lie! And I'm like, oh my gosh, then I heard you just say it. Really appreciate you sticking to scripture, not being political on one side or the other. You just go by the word. And you can keep it simple.
Amen.
Either they're lying or they're saying the truth. We know where the lies originate from. We know where the truth originates from.
That's right.
And we can
thank
pretty
you,
much.
Ma'am.
Okay, then
I was
going to
say. Go ahead.
Didn't want to overtalk
you. I appreciate it. I really do. There was a delay there. I apologize for that. I do want to let you know that Health Impact News, just to kind of seal this and drive the nail in all the more, just reported that criminal pharma cartel, who these said representatives are working for, paid $2.3 billion for fraudulent marketing and the largest healthcare fraud settlement in history. Yet you hear from this administration, you hear from the likes of the CDC, who, by the way, is trying to blow up these numbers again, Rochelle Walensky, the director for the CDC, the corrupt CDC, might I add. And what she's doing right now is she is trying to embellish the numbers again. Why? Well, Ms. McConnell just told you, friends, people aren't getting vaccinated. And this is the point that I wanted to make. Friends, when we're telling you something, Tim Brown's morning show, Bradley Dean's afternoon show, we're telling you what we know to be true. If you can find anything over the last 17 years of ministry where we have misled you one time, please show us. Please show us. Please, I give you the radio call-in number all the time. Please expose us for who we are. People got to know the truth. And the fact of the matter is there's too many people that are still on the fence, and they're on the fence because they've got one foot in the world and they got one foot in the church, and yet Jesus said those type of people in Revelation 3:19. I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You weigh heavy in the body of Christ and you add confusion when Scripture's clear that God is not the God of confusion. Friends, I'm just solidifying this all the more as to what's taking place here. Now, let me go over to my next point. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, I want to make my next point because this is a highlight piece on Rand Paul. We call him one of the great appeasers, like so many others that the conservatives of the day are contented with, because they do nothing but talk big and nothing's ever done. That's why we call them the great American appeasers. Now, with that said, what I want to do is I want to bring you over to that of I want to bring you over to a piece where Anthony Fauci, or Fauci, however you want to say his name, and Rand Paul go at it. It's nothing, friends, but the circus of politics. But we are beginning to take some strides here in calling some of these men for who they really are. So I want you to see this piece by Fox News. This is the criminal head and director of the CDC, and Anthony Fauci. But Fauci begins to take it up, allegedly being grilled by Rand Paul. But I really do feel that we're starting to take a little ground with this. And notice the expression on Anthony Fauci's face, if you're on social media platforms, on beforeitsnews.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Notice the expression on Anthony Fauci's face when he begins to call in to question what Fauci's brought to the table to Congress. And Rand Paul begins to say that you do know that this is a crime to lie to Congress. Let's go ahead and check this out, friends. This is actually a pretty good piece. Not to be entertained by it, but if it brings justice, Isaiah 51:4, praise God, let it come.
From Capitol Hill today, where Dr. Anthony Fauci and the CDC Director Rochelle Walensky testified before the Senate on the state of the pandemic we're all living through. Also on the docket, another verbal brawl between Fauci and Senator Rand Paul. Obviously, these two have a lot to talk about.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly, and I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about. The gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it. That is not... Get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating
of liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm just going to continue down that vein. If you want to call in at any time, you can. But I want to continuously play this out, friends, so you can see what's going on between Paul and Fauci right now. They headline, you know, they have to draw people in by promoting the fight. That's how they keep their numbers up, to work for their golden calf as sponsors. But that may be all this is, friends. But we are getting a little bit further than where we were yesterday, because Paul's beginning to tell him that he's lying to Congress, and that's a crime. That's a good start, but let's continue on with this. And, again, listen carefully.
I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
And unfortunately, time was up. But now it's time
for a little nervous, he is.
Paul's take on this. Senator, from my humble point of view, watching this a few times, you tried to say what was going on in that lab from a paper you were reading, and it's defined as gain-of-function research. He wanted to focus on, in particular, a certain experiment. You're trying to say that he was not accurate May 11th when he said there was none of that financed by the NIH, correct?
Well, gain-of-function research is defined by the NIH. We read the definition to him. It's when you take an animal virus and you make it more transmissible or more dangerous or more likely to cause the disease in humans. So we presented a paper from the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Shi, where she took viruses, combined two viruses that were not infectious in humans and made them infectious in humans. We quoted a scientist from Rutgers University with 30-year history in cellular biology who said that it was the epitome of gain-of-function research, And all Dr. Fauci could do was sputter, call me a liar, but he never, at any point in time, did he address any of the facts that we laid out, that the money he was giving to Wuhan was indeed for gain of function.
Okay, so with that said, friends, so you can understand, taking it a step further, what he's saying is that Anthony Fauci is stonewalling. He's not answering the questions. He's trying to distract by answering other things that were never asked. That's defined out as stonewalling, okay? Now, this is good, friends, in the sense of people are beginning to understand that Anthony Fauci, this will go now through the mainstream, that he is a criminal. And we all knew this anyways. But the fact of the matter is, it's going to get to the point where, and you could see in Anthony Fauci's face, he was getting nervous, his finger was shaking, and folks, there was some real truth that came out because he may be in the stages of understanding that that wall is now beginning to fall back on him and those that he works for. That's what we want in this country, because if the American people would merely send that message that we're not going to tolerate your crimes, friends, I'm telling you what, that's the goal here. Again, keep in mind, judgment guards our liberty. Justice guards our liberty, not these little charades that these politicians and these corrupt bureaucracies have been playing with our blood-bought freedoms. My goodness, friends, if you look to the cross of Christ, if you look to the cross of those men that fought blood and died fighting against the very things that so many in this country are tolerating today, folks, if that's not enough to bring about godly repentance, I don't know what is. I mean, first of all, our sin is before God, right? Exodus 20. And that schoolmaster, that law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, to bring about what? Godly repentance. Galatians 3:24, John 16, starting in verse 8, and then go over to 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11, and you'll understand the fruit of godly repentance. You can't conjure it up. It's God ordained. But this is important, friends. We have a little momentum, even with the things that are being talked about now. We know that lawsuits have been just planted in federal government. I'm trying to recollect Tom Renz, who's a friend of mine. He's the attorney that's taking it to Anthony Fauci. Friends, the people are beginning to stand up and take it back. And also keep in mind, it's not just Anthony Fauci that they're going after. They're going after the CDC and the WHO. And we're talking about these lawsuits that were just brought forth over the last couple of days. This is good. This has been going on over on in other countries, friends, namely in Europe. There's tens of thousands of doctors globally, and there's thousands of attorneys that are beginning to stand up and take it to the enemy. Folks, listen to what I'm telling you. Their cruelty are swelling our ranks. Be encouraged to get in the fight. Now, I want to bring it to the next point because it goes line upon line as to what we're talking about right now. Just the other day, I had a friend of mine, and by no means am I backhanding him. I'm not at all. But what he did is he showed me a piece. It was a hit piece by the mainstream media as to how over in France they're running to get the vaccination. And I knew right off the bat it was just not true. It wasn't true at all. And if you want to see the article, by the way, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And what I did is I wrote this article up this morning to let him know that, in fact, they are not running. See, it says right here, if you're on social media platforms, San Antonio Express News, French rush to get vaccinated after president's warning. And the warning was, as you well know, that is, as of August 1st, if the people are not vaccinated there, they're not going to be able to buy or sell. I'm not kidding you. These people have so far assumed authority that it's incredible to me, but it's incredible to the people in France, too. Well, why do I say that? Well, because what's happening over there, friends, is the fact that they're not running to get vaccinated. They're actually running to defy the tyrant. Matter of fact, the police are so paralyzed by the number of people that have risen up to defy the prime minister in the country of France alone. I'll get to other countries in a moment, that they just laid down their shields. And in one particular case, the police laid down their shields to join the 100,000 protesters marching against vaccine passports. Just so you know how this works. Okay? Just the other day, on Saturday, I shared with my friends, if you're on social media platforms, great. If not, that's okay too. Over in Germany alone, a picture is worth 1,000 words. There is no room to walk down this area at the mall in Germany because there's so many people that are protesting. This is what they don't want you to know. This is happening globally. It's now beginning to happen in America here, and I praise God for it. Okay? Over in France, I have in front of me right now mass protests in Greece in response to vaccinated being banned from social life. Well, we're going to see at the end of the day as to who's really going to be banned here. Because I'm showing video right now over in Greece where they began to say that they were going to vaccinate teenagers. Well, folks, there's so many people, I can't even see the end of them, and this is in Greece alone. Oh, my goodness, I'm just getting the Holy Ghost on me right now, friends. This is happening in Greece right now. This is happening in France right now. This is happening in Germany right now. This is beginning to happen in your country, America. Let me add, Israel. That's why they got rid of Netanyahu, because he turned treasonous on his own people. They figured out that he was a globalist. Okay? And I want to remind many of you people listening right now, too, don't forget, friends, that Donald Trump is the one that started the ball rolling on all of this on a global basis. He called himself the father of the vaccine. Him and his daughter are out pushing this vaccination, friends, as they call it. But yet, when you begin to look at what, in fact, is really happening, there's nothing good about it. There's nothing good about it. What's happening? Well, again, if you go over to Exodus 1, verse 12, what does it say? The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. Folks, it's a time to rejoice right now. This is an exciting time in our history. This is the time where we begin to understand that the history of the church is their backs are up against the wall, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob rises up on our behalf, and he's willingly giving us what it is that we're willing to fight for. Hey, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Let's believe the good report, Americans. It's time to be encouraged. Yes, we live in fearful times, but yes, we also live in exciting times. And this is the time that Christians that have been staying the course can really look at the tangibility of the hand of God and say, you know what, Lord, I always saw this by faith, but now I'm seeing you begin to manifest this judgment that guards our liberties upon the heads of the wicked. Jeremiah 9:24, Isaiah 26, verse 9. Let me reiterate Isaiah 26, verse 9. It tells us that when the judgments of the Lord are upon the inhabitants, it tells us that the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Folks, my goodness, it's time for us to put a smile on our face and get excited about what's going on, because this is what our forefathers taught us, and this, in fact, is exactly what the patriots taught us, the patriarchs in the Bible. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.